Another problem during busy periods was that there was not adequate time to take care of the children. So, arrangements were made to use farmhouses and schools to cooperatively supervise neighborhood children and to secure their safety and care. This decreased the number of injuries and other problems children had and helped in the early detection of illnesses. It also allowed housewives to dedicate themselves to the necessary farm work without worrying about their children. An important characteristic of the livelihood improvement approach is that the issues and problems worked on are decided upon by those they affect, not by outside agencies, such as the government or aid workers. It is the residents themselves who voluntarily choose what needs improving and plan and manage the projects they undertake. They are also the ones who make the sustained efforts needed to overcome the problems and reach the solutions. This helps to make sure that the changes are not short-lived, which often happens when aid is determined and supplied by groups from outside the community it is intended to assist.